Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Rejected from the Philistine vanguard, David and his men couldn't help but be dispirited on their way home. But when they arrive, what a distressing sight meets them. Quote, "The Amalekites had invaded, attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken captive the women and those who were there from small to great." 1 Samuel 30, verses 1 and 2. Perhaps their intention was to sell them as slaves in Egypt. Quote, "Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep." Verse 4. Kicked out of the Philistine army, burned out by the Amalekite hordes, wept out with no more tears to shed. Say, Christian, have you ever had a really hard day? I know you have. Well, think about David's situation. If he looks back, he'll see his own mistake in trying to link his men with the Philistines, leaving their families vulnerable to the desert marauders. If he looks ahead, he can imagine a future fraught with constant harassment from Saul, as he would try to avoid more attempts on his life. If he looks within, as any of us would, he would find more than enough to fault and fear. But at least he can look around because he has these brave and loyal men, right? No, quote, "The people spoke of stoning him," 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. Where is there left to look? Look up, David. As all believers do, David carried with him a little do-it-yourself encouragement kit for just such occasions. So we read that, quote, "David encouraged himself in the Lord his God," verse 6. Before long, the darkness passed. God directed them to take up the chase, verse 8, and en route, they found an abandoned slave. He gladly gave directions, verses 11 to 15, and they caught the Amalekites partying. Immediately they attacked and recovered all, verse 19. So let's look up.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.